Hey, that was quite an opening. That theme of that song is very, very important. Hi, I'm Tony B. This is the Tony B Radio Show at gmail.com. By the way, if you want to write in, you simply write into the, T-H-E, Tony B Radio Show at gmail.com. All right, so hey, Tony Beers, how you doing out there? I'm Tony B. I'm your host for the show, and you are the Tony Beers. We have a great show lined up for you today. It's very, very exciting. Here we are looking sort of as our pre-fall party. We're still celebrating Ogosalachi Sings Tony B Month, and we thought we'd get right into it by giving you a song, and we're going to go straight into Let's Go Toe to Toe with Joe. And when we come back, we'll give you the theme for the week.
Time has come for the change. Stop the madness, ourselves we save. Let's step up to the plate. Be brave. Let's go toe to toe with Joe. The ballot box is your stage. Take this chance, let us rearrange. Yeah. Stop this unbelievable outrage. Time to get us all back on the track. Let's go toe to toe with Joe. So let's do this right. Come on, USA. Let's do this together.
That was Toe to Toe with Joe. Basically, we want everyone to get out and vote. All you Tony Beers, I know you're registered to vote, but tell your friends, tell family, help family get to the voting polls and make your selection. I think that's very important. As Tony Beers, we're going to go right into the theme of the week, which is respect yourself. You heard the song. That was the first song that came on, the intro song. That was by the Staple Singers, by the way. Respect yourself. But what do we mean, respect yourself? It's just that so much is going on and that we're in the middle of Coronaville, still preparing for the fall. And, you know, you can sort of like lose yourself in everything because you're so concerned about what the media is saying, what's happening in politics, what's happening with civil unrest, what's happening with finances. There's, you know, millions of jobs being lost. People are trying to figure out their financial situation. There's concern about, you know, getting behind on your bills, et cetera. And so you just get immersed in all of this and all of these things that you're thinking about, but we actually forget about ourselves. And so we simply want to respect ourselves, give ourselves the opportunity to breathe, to think, to meditate, to exercise, and just come out of bad situations. Remember one of our themes of the week a couple of weeks ago was don't believe the lie. So if you are in and around negative situations or negativity is seems to be encamping you, you've got to break out of that and you have to respect yourself. And if you're not being treated properly or things are not exactly the way you would like to go, meaning you're willing to work to a situation that's going to be favorable for you, if that's not really working out, you've got to eliminate all of that. You have to respect yourself and you have to make sure that others are respecting you. And so with that theme, always I give a shout out to the Women's Y here in Greenwich. It's just a universal number that you can use to sort of give you the opportunity if you need to talk to someone about any situation. I mean, that's their specialty. Area code 203-622-0007. Once again, area code 203-622-0007. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about a few more things.
Energy put in motion with faith as the driver is a means to conquer almost anything. Hi, let us begin the journey of reading your book, A Gift and Means to Mentor Your Mission, together. There is space provided at the chapter's endings, and it allows you to write about a dominant theme or thought that often garners your attention. I am Dr. Jesse Ireland III. Let's journey together.
Okay, that was Dr. Jesse Ireland. Stop by. Hey, Dr. Ireland. He is really a specialist in mental health. That book is called Your Book, and if you simply want to write to him, is jessire3@gmail.com. Reach out to him, and I want to make sure that if you need you know, some assistant in that area, that you get that book, which is called Your Book. All right. Still sticking with our theme of the week, respect yourself. I think it's very important, and it's one of the core values in anyone's life. It should be. But just in case you've slipped off somewhere, just make sure you get back to center and respect yourself. All right. Well, we're going to quickly talk about the scripture of the week. And so the scripture this week is coming from Proverbs 31 and let's see, 9. It simply reads Proverbs 31 and 9. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and the needy. And remember now, one of the pre-criterias for Tony Beers is that you must be of service to others. So this proverb, Proverbs 31 and 9, open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and the needy. And so that swings us right into Pet Talk for the week. And I've been sort of giving you updates on what's going on with Pet Talk. Basically, I want to highlight who all the animals were. We had the naming ceremony. But basically, if you don't know them, there is the rabbit, which is Raspy Roberta. And they're now calling her Rhonda, is sort of her nickname. There is the baby chipmunk, which is Simone Gold. There is the flying squirrel, which is Socrates. And there is Frankie the red cat. And then you have Billy the blue jay. And rounding out the group is Lady C, which is the red cardinal. All right. So you have all the names, and we'll simply leave it there on Pet Talk. Next time, I want to talk to you about Socrates' best friend, who is not one of the animals inside the zoo. It's actually a sparrow that's outside of Tony B's front yard zoo, and they have formed an alliance. And the sparrow is sharing with Socrates everything that that's going on inside the front yard zoo. So I don't know. I don't want to put the word out, but they're thinking that could be a spy. Anyway, we'll leave you there with Pet Talk. The Pet Talk cage question was for the zoo's cage is, you know, do you think that human beings should stay together for the sake of the pets? We had brought that up before, and I just want you to ponder that. And as we swing into our exercise song, I thought what would be nice is that we hear the triple threat, which is Pink Well number two. Let's hear Zindi Ogasalachi, Tony B sings Pink Well number two. Come on, start exercising. Let's get going.
Off the coast of ivory, Mother's County's ocean blue. Saw you dipping, diving with your family crew. Yeah, yeah. Not the normal species you. Big love coming through. Tried to turn away from you, but couldn't do. Cause your guiding light came crashing through. Standing there overwhelmed by you. The brilliant color of you. Yeah. Fast forward, slide down to Cape Town in June. Nighttime was high and the moon was full bloom. Still the ocean floor you sweep like a broom. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Forcing you waiting to hide that view. Big love coming through. Yes, big love coming through. Off of the coast of Jayburg too. Out in the distance view, I get a glimpse of you. I get a glimpse of you. Oh, big whale, I see you swimming blue. Cheer up, I'ma get to you. I'ma get next to you. Big whale, I see you swimming blue. Cheer up, I'ma get next to you.
Cause the chicks like my long hair. Word. Lean back with the women like a long hair. Word. Everybody wanna rap, but they rhymes whack. You can't see you not fly, you a blind bat. Life been going fast forward, but rewind that. Pause for a moment, press play when your mind's back. Word. Shorty, you some loose change, I'm a dime trap. Damn. Before you end up in the ground like a time cap. Gotta let the world know who you are. You a star, plus you way past jewels in the cars. From afar, had to watch while you kept me at bay. Word. But that ain't stopped the kid from hoping every day, and I still do. Girl, I always feel you. Even when we're old and the past is in our rear view, I'ma chase goals with your face in my mind. In this race against time, I could wait till you're mine, cause you fine. God, I was hurting, can you give me a sign? Nothing of that, I know stars will align. If I grind and I'm fighting through the dark till I shine, I was blind cause I didn't know.
Yeah, that's the triple threat. I think you all are liking that, and you can write in and let me know. This is Tony B, and this is your show, the Tony B Radio Show at gmail.com. We're going to thank our sponsor partners. Those are the people who help keep us on the air, and we're very appreciative, and we want to invite you in to come on, help us out. Come on, be a sponsor partner. Tony Beers, I'd like for you to send in a contribution to the Tony B Radio Show at gmail.com. That's P.O. Box 517, Greenwich, Connecticut 06830. That's the same address you use to get those Cooking with the Hot Sauce t-shirts. So I'll say it right here. We're cooking with the hot sauce, just so you know, we get that out of the way. I see you smiling, and you should have been exercising on that last song. I hope you were. But, yeah, come on, get those T-shirts because I said that we're going to have a Tony B T-shirt day, and it's going to be cooking with the hot sauce. Or you can get an additional T-shirt, which is going to be Tony B's Front Yard Zoo. So if you want to get both of them, great. If you'd like to just get cooking with the hot sauce, great. But the good thing about Tony B's Front Yard Zoo is that each shirt will have its own individual animal on the back. So you have to decide which one of those you like. And so I thought that would be very interesting to get going. So, hey, Tony Beers, how you doing out there? Just want to check on you, make sure you're doing just fine. I know it's a lot going on, but the theme, respect yourself, and other themes of the week in the past we've had, which is, you know, you are an overcomer, don't believe the lie. Putting that all together is positive thoughts for the week. I thought this would be a good time to check in with Bob and see how Bob is doing. So what we would do is wanted to see, hey, Bob, how are things going?
Things are going very nicely. Thank you.
Yeah. Are you having a nice summer?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Yeah. So how's your music coming along?
Not very well.
Okay. Bob has
I'm
had
a little
time to
discouraged.
Okay.
It's not so much I don't have the time. I'm feeling like I need something different to happen with the music, and it's not happening. So I've got to give this some more thought. Lately, I've been thinking to myself, maybe I need to be driven to the music by a plan. Like,
okay,
I need music for a particular project, which I don't have a project.
Okay, that brings me to a great point, Bob, because Jay heard your music.
Oh, really?
And as you know, Jay is our co-host, and thought that if you could come up with, like, one upbeat, sort of driven melody that maybe she would take a crack at that and see if she could actually throw some lyrics to it.
No, that's another idea.
All right. So, Tony Beers, you heard it here. Bob needs to be driven. And so we're going to drive him to getting an upbeat tempo melody to Jay and see if we can come up with something. So this would be a good point to sort of hear Jay's song, No, and ponder that and think and follow back up with that. And let's see what Bob comes up with Jay. Here's Jay singing No.
Don't move, I can't find myself. Pieces of personality strewn across the floor. If you leave, there is nothing left. But you've opened the door. We traded names, you call me crazy. I say I hate you, but can you blame me? No.
All right, that's Jay stopping by the studio singing her No, Don't Go song. Just want to check in with everybody, make sure you're doing fine. We want to talk about sort of what is our Blue Bench topic. So we'll just go right there. The Blue Bench topic for this week is the U.S. ready for a woman president in 4 years? Not now, we're projecting into the future 4 years. Is the United States of America ready for a woman president? We're going to leave that there. And if you want to write in to the Tony B Radio Show at gmail.com, letting us know your opinion on the Blue Bench topic, it would be very exciting to hear sort of what some of the different opinions are. All right, well, we're going to do some shout outs. So first of all, we want to shout out to Balance of Nature, Of course, they had their fruits and veggies supplements, which are good for your body. And so you simply go to balanceofnature.com and you can see an order from them there. We also want to highlight the Relief Factor. You simply go to the relieffactor.com. If you have aches and pains, you know, all natural supplements to sort of assist you with inflammation in the body. Also, do you know or have access to your bank's CEO? Well, at the First Bank of Greenwich, you will. Yes, experts in commercial and residential lending are there at the First Bank of Greenwich, and you can meet the CEO. So you want to open an account there. Well, they're located here in Greenwich, Connecticut, also Westchester and Stamford, Connecticut. So we also want to give a shout out to Jim LaFave. Hey, Jim, over there at the CPA group, the innovative CPA group at 9 Harmony Street. And we also want to give a shout out to Herb E. Nass, Esquire. Herb E. Nass is the author of the Wills of the Rich and Famous. From time to time, we've had segments on the show where we read excerpts from those wills from the people of the rich and the famous. And so those are the shout outs. And I'm going to give a shout out to all the Tony Beers out there. You know, hey, this is your shout out. Thank you so much for hanging in with us. I know that the show is shaping and growing in different areas, and we want to make sure that we highlight one of the topics that we talked about on the Blue Bench before, which is where are the jobs now? And so we had indicated the 5 areas of interest. And so if you're moving your job or thinking of switching jobs, or you lost your job and you're trying to see where the hot jobs are, they're simply in these 5 areas: healthcare, government, education, green energy, biotechnology. And if you want to find out more information, you can go to the book Where the Jobs Are Now, The Fastest Growing Industries and How to Break Into Them. This book was written by Joe Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk some more. Okay, here we are. We're at Tony B Sports Arena, sponsored by Boat 30. And from time to time, we're going to play that little promo, not today, but hearing from the managing director of Boat 30, who sponsors this segment, what his take is on the unifying effect of sports. So we're finishing out our and rounding out our Stephanie and Stefan series. You know, we did Stephanie Graf, and we did Stefan Gilmore, we did Stefan Marbury, and we also did Stephanie from the WWF, and all the things that go on with the Malone family there. Okay, so just wanted to talk very briefly about our sports figure this week, which is, I know you know, William Stephon Steph Curry II, is an American professional basketball player for the Golden State Warriors of the National Basketball Association. A 6-time NBA All-Star, Curry has been named the NBA's most valuable player twice and won 3 NBA championships with the Warriors. Stephon Curry, Steph, was born March 14th, 1988. He's 32 years old, and he was born in Akron, Ohio. He stands 6'3" tall, and he was the NBA draft in 2009. He was the first round. He was in round 1, pick 7. He has several kids. Stephon Curry has been doing pretty good for himself, obviously. And one of the things we wanted to do was just highlight all the Stephs, all the Stephons, and all the Stephanies in this series sponsored by Boat 30. And so I thought what would be good if we simply just, by the way, you know, I wanted to make sure that we highlighted other sports figures. And so what we're looking to do is if you have a suggestion that you can give us an opportunity to list sort of one that you were worth. All right. So I know you are like, okay, what's the story with Stephon, Steph Curry? Forbes estimates the net worth of Curry as $79 million. He is the ninth in the list of the world's highest paid athletes in 2019 and 23rd of the richest celebrities in 2019. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. Okay, we got to wrap it up. I've had a delightful time. It's been super exciting. Get those T-shirts. Get those orders in. Listen, I want to make sure that you have a great week and just make sure that you stay tuned to Sports Figures in the future. Okay, I hope that all went well for you today, and I hope that you have a blessed and a wonderful week. We'll play a little bit of one of our songs here as we sort of venture out. And if you have any questions, the Tony B Radio Show at gmail.com. I've had a beautiful time with you today. Here we go. Take care, everyone.
And it came smashing down on you. No idea with any complexion. No idea with turning black and blue. And why you sit with your face to the wall, with the air from the sickness and the heart, making you feel small, real small, yeah. Beware the stare, beware the deceptive glare. Don't ignore your fears, no. Beware, beware, it's the beginning of love's, yeah. It's the beginning of love's nightmare. Love's nightmare, love's nightmare.